raising the price of gold may be the only way the government can deal with our massive debt. I mean, we have $38 trillion in debt, and it's unsustainable. And this is what FDR did back after the Great Depression. This is how you can revalue gold by raising its price, and then it helps absorb the blow that's coming.
Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to Deep Focus. I want to introduce somebody in this episode who's not just another voice in the finance world. He's someone who actually understands the intricacies of what it means to step outside the system that we're all used to, and to take control of your own financial future. Shannon Davis is the founder of American Alternative Assets. You may have heard me speak about American Alternative Assets over the last couple of weeks. Well, his journey into precious metals didn't start in some boardroom. It started when he was a kid, just like the story I told you about myself, with a simple silver coin from his father. It's that kind of real-world experience and long-term perspective that makes this conversation important right now. Because when the headlines are loud and the markets are shaky, which is exactly what we're seeing right now, you don't want the hype. You just want some clarity. You want to be able to trust your gut. Shannon Davis, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here, John. Thank you for having me as well.
The pleasure's mine. And if you don't mind, I kind of wanted to, well, to use a cliche, to start at the beginning. I think I'm a little older than you are, but when I was a kid, as I've mentioned in a couple of our spots, my mom and dad used to put a 1 ounce silver bar in my stocking every Christmas. I've got almost two dozen of them now. They're in a safe. And that got me into collecting silver bars. I started picking up a gold bar whenever I had, you know, a little 1 ounce gold bar, whenever I had a couple of extra bucks, just to stash it in the safe. You know, we've seen these commercials where it says that precious metals are tangible. There's something you could hold in your hand. You can't hold a Bitcoin in your hand, right? But you can certainly hold a 1 ounce bar of silver or gold, or a silver or gold coin.
Yes.
So has it always been like this? Or is this something that happened when President Nixon took us off the gold standard and the price of gold worldwide began to fluctuate? How did this begin?
Well, it's a great question. It's always been like this. I mean, for centuries now, gold and silver have been around. It's the only currency that has tested time. It's a lot more in the news now and mainstream. But gosh, I mean, we'll talk about some stuff today. Even FDR, he repriced gold. It's always been a backbone to our financial system when things are correcting or crashing. So this has always been around. It's just now people are starting to have a lot more education around it, understand it a lot more because, you know, banks are buying it, you know, and it did start a long time ago for me. That's a great story. And I did hear that about how you got introduced to silver bars. That's phenomenal. When I heard that story, it made me want to kind of start doing that for my kids.
Oh yeah, there's no downside to it. And then I said in the spot last week that whenever I would go around, well, like around this week to the local coin dealer just down the road in Vienna, Virginia, I would buy a 1 ounce bar for my kids, and then I would buy a 10 ounce bar for myself. Yeah. And now I've got three of those. And I mentioned, I mentioned in a private conversation that, the last time I passed through the airport in Dubai, they actually had a vending machine with gold and silver bars in it. And you just stick in your credit card and it spits out a gold or a silver bar.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, Costco's selling 1 ounce gold bars for over $5,000. It's insane. Wow. Yeah. For me, it was a little different. My dad didn't have much, but he did have that sack of coins. Mm-hmm. And these are more your dimes, your nickels, mm-hmm. your quarters, your, yeah. you know, your 90% silver.
Pre-1964.
Correct. And so, you know, it was always special. For him and myself, but more so for him. I mean, there was so much joy in him giving me a nickel, like an Indian nickel,
right?
a half dollar, so many things that he collected, you know, a penny that was, you know, 1818, something like that. It's surreal even still talking about it today. As you fast forward, you know, you definitely have some years on me, but I'm almost 50 years old. And so, you know, this was back in the 70s and 80s yeah. When I was introduced to it, and it was much different than it is now. But yeah, it's always good to tell that story again.
Oh my gosh.
It just brings back some memories.
I had the same experience you did. When I was 9, my grandfather gave me one of those big silver dollars from 1920, the ones that are, you know, 90% silver and have the Liberty head on them. Yeah. And then he would give me more. I think he gave me 4 of them over the years, but preteen years. And I ended up with his coin collection. I treasure it. I've added to it. almost all silver, but I'll tell you, my first experience with something that was gold was my great grandfather on the island of Rhodes in Greece was digging his garden one day to plant tomatoes, and he found a gold coin with the carving of a Venetian emperor on it from the 12th century.
Wow.
And he gave it to my grandmother. My grandmother gave it to me. I sent it into to one of the grading companies, and they graded it. It's fantastic. It's like it was minted yesterday. But I thought, oh, my God, if this stuff is just laying in the dirt, I'm going to try to seek it out. And so whenever I had a few extra bucks, I would go on one of the auction sites, eBay or whatever. Everything's graded, so you know it's legit. And I would buy a gold coin. Emperor Justinian, for example, who built the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, what used to be Constantinople. So I've got, I don't know, half a dozen or a dozen of those. I just keep them in a safe. But again, it goes back to what I said in the beginning of our conversation. It's tangible. You can hold it in your hand. And one of the things that I've learned just over the last couple of years is that you can hold it in your IRA, or you can hold it in a 401k. And so it's tax deferred. Yep. Most Americans have stocks or bonds or a mix of the two in their IRAs. Yep. But what about gold?
Oh, yeah. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium. You can hold any investment grade metals in your IRA. You can't hold anything, you know, pre-1933 when it comes to stuff like that. Has to be, you know, pure 24 karat gold, 4 9s, 999, or with silver, pure silver, 999. You've got some outliers like the American Eagles, which are only 91.67% pure gold. And, those are some outliers. It's a heavily masked and produced product, but there's so many opportunities within a self-directed IRA. People just don't know. That product's been around for going on about 30 years now. And so people are starting to get their eyes are starting to open. You know, we've helped, and as well as many other companies like ours in this industry, have helped people understand that you've got the ability to do something different than the normal stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks. I mean, you ask 100 people what's in their 401k. I'm telling you, 99 will tell you, I don't know.
That's right.
Which is scary. Yeah. And that silver dollar that you know, long time ago, people carried that in their pocket, and that's what they bought things with. And so I think people forget that, you know, it's all gold and silver, platinum, palladium. I mean, this is real legal tenure. This is real money. And that's why the banks are buying more of it than we've ever seen, in our entire history. So yeah, things are changing.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Time was when when gold pretty much held a price of $2,000 an ounce, it would go up 10%, it would go down 5%, whatever. Yeah. But it was pretty well bouncing along at around $2,000 to $2,500, let's say. Lately, it's shot up. And yeah, some people are saying that what we're looking at here is the possibility of $10,000 an ounce. A lot of right. people think that's extreme. But you, what do you see that they don't? Because you don't believe that $10,000 is extreme.
Yeah, it's not. We were just touching on it. It's not about what we see. We've obviously got our own assessment, but it's what the global markets see. You know, right. central banks, investors like J.P. Morgan, right? Jamie Dimon just said in the news that 25% in your portfolio of physical gold is a good thing. Ray Dalio says if you don't own gold, you're a fool. The list goes on and on and on. So that's what it's really about for what we're doing with our customers, is just putting their money in a safe place. Gold, not to get technical, but it's a tier one asset. What that means is the risk is very low. That's why banks are buying physical yeah. gold and silver. It's strong in terms of performance. It has been for a very long time, and it's predictable. It's also liquid, very liquid, and has a huge demand right now based on world banks like China, mm-hmm. Bank of China buying it. I mean, you better buy some gold before they buy it. That's for right. sure. They're buying more than anybody. So are all the sovereign countries that are on the BRICS nation. Russia, India, they're all buying it. Saudi Arabia. I mean, you just mentioned an airport that you were in. You can buy it in an airport. And so this is why the demand is extremely high. It's a finite resource. There's only so much of it to go around. They can't produce enough of what's being bought. And so when the demand's higher than what can be produced, it's going to continue to grow. But, the reason that, some of the smartest people on the planet are seeing it go to 10,000, I mean, Jim Rickards, based on our money supply, sees it going to nearly 25,000.
Oh my God.
So that's all, and that's Jim Rickards, who used to work for the Pentagon, which saved our country from bankruptcy. Guy's pretty smart. So if he's saying it, and banks are buying it, JP Morgan Chase's CEO saying buy it, Ray Dalio saying buy it, then you might want to think about buying some and protecting your nest egg.
I want to make a comparison too, between gold and Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I don't own any Bitcoin. I don't plan to own any Bitcoin. It just seems like 17th century Dutch tulips to me. You know that story, of course.
Nice.
I still listen. I'm not a stupid guy. I like to think right. that I'm relatively smart. I simply don't understand it. I don't understand what it is. It's a bunch of ones and zeros to me. I don't know what you do with it. And as we saw it, run up to $125,000 per Bitcoin in yeah. October. It's crashed down into the 70s.
Yeah.
And again,
this has happened already before. It ran up almost to 100 and then went down to almost 16,000.
That's right.
I wish I bought it at 16,000, but yeah. It's aggressive. It's very volatile. I do own some. I look at that more for like my grandkids.
Right.
Long term is how I look at that. So I have bought just a little bit, and it's like sit over there and hopefully my great grandkids right. one day, because of the way technology is developing, that is beyond me. It turns into something, but I don't. It's money that I'm okay with losing.
But compare that with gold, which, as you pointed out correctly, we have placed a high value on since, we're talking about millennia. Over the course of millennia, 1000 BC, 1200 BC, people were trading and dealing in gold.
Yeah.
It's something that's tangible.
Yep.
So with that in mind, then, why are we hearing that governments want the price of gold to go higher? What benefit is it for governments to have their values of gold going up?
Yeah. Yeah. Raising the price of gold may be the only way the government can deal with our massive debt. I mean, we have $38 trillion in debt, and it's unsustainable. And this is what FDR did back after the Great Depression. This is how you can revalue gold, by raising its price, and then it helps absorb the blow that's coming, because our markets are going to correct. You can only
always do.
They always, everything is cyclical. This one is a lot longer because of a lot of, you know, and this is my opinion, obviously, in our assessment, but there's a ton of manipulation within our markets, within our economy, within our dollar bills. The narratives really drive prices. And so, you know, something has to give. And this is why you see Trump talking about gold. This is the only way he's going to be able to save face about lowering our deficit. And this is why he's launched the stable coin. And while you're going to see a lot of different changes coming, and they need the price of gold to go up, because how else are you going to tap into this $38 trillion? I mean, it's massive. It's unsustainable.
That's right.
Unsustainable. And things are, you're starting to see cracks in the seam. You know, this is why the markets are up and down. This is why an AI bubble is almost ready to burst. This is why our credit card, that whole market is out of control. We're seeing defaults in the subprime market with car loans.
Again,
houses are going to come next. It's scary stuff, John.
It is. It is. And what you're pointing to, I think, is a shift in the whole system. So we've got government that is raising its own gold stakes. And it's not just the U.S. government, the Russians, the Chinese, the British, the French, the Germans, everybody's adding to their gold holdings.
Everybody, Poland, Turkey, you name it.
And what about then banks, even if it's central banks, but banks and big investors, are they beginning to hoard gold as well?
Definitely. Warren Buffett, of all people, owns gold and silver. Jamie Dimon, the CEO, I mean, he's cornered the silver market for years. Jamie Dimon personally, I mean, they hold just probably 400 metric tons, if not more, of silver in COMEX, in the Delaware Depository, just like everybody else. And so there's a big shift going on right now. IMF, the central bank of all central banks, which is our central bank, they own probably 3,000 metric tons of gold themselves. So it's if they own it, and this is what I think, you know, regular Americans are starting to see, they should own it, especially when the markets are very unstable.
Shannon, what would you say to people who fear that they've missed their chance to own gold, that it's too expensive, it's too late for them, they're going to walk away? What would you say?
Yeah, I think most Americans, and we're talking about it now, most Americans still don't own enough gold collectively. They think they've missed it because it's higher than it's ever been. Right, it's hitting all time highs. You had mentioned $2,000 to $2,500, you know, kind of it bouncing back and forth from there. But I remember back in late 2022 when the markets were correcting, the stock market, like it always does. I think gold was a little over 1,600, and people thought it was too expensive then. That was just in 2022, a little over 3 years ago.
Incredible.
It was a little over $1,600, and people thought it was too expensive then. Then they thought it was too expensive when it hit its all-time high, a little over 2,000. And then they thought it was too expensive when it hit 3,000, 4,000. And so the amount of demand for it, not only by China, Russia, Turkey, Poland, it's also within our central banks. The demand is going to continue to go up. Our markets are going to continue to correct. And, You know, that's really what gold and silver is. It's just it's a hedge against a lot of the uncertainty that we're seeing. And unless someone sees this uncertainty like magically just disappearing and you can just automatically trust our government to do the right things, if they trust the Federal Reserve, like if you truly trust everything that's going on in our economy, then yeah, gold may go the opposite direction, but I see nothing but uncertainty. I see nothing but war popping up. I mean, we've got, you know, Russia talking about war with the EU now. I mean, it's everywhere. And so if things all magically just become stable again, then yeah, maybe, but I don't see anything changing in the near future. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better. And that's where gold will continue to rise. Uncertainty, rise. Markets correcting, rise. Dollar, our dollar bill is going bye-bye. So when the dollar continues to go where it's going, mm-hmm. losing 97% almost purchasing power since the gold standard was removed, when this continues to happen, gold will continue to go up. When we convert our monetary system into something different, because it will happen, it's happened before, when does it happen? Gold's going to go up again. So, you know, this is why we don't see it going anywhere but up. And this is why, you know, a lot of the smartest people are seeing it go up as well, right. like a Jim Rickards.
I want to ask you too, if you can help to dispel some of the notions that some people have about gold. For example, talk a little bit, if you could, about how safe it is for workers to mine gold, or what kind of environmental impact the mining of gold has. Where's most of it mined, or do countries mine their own gold for the most part?
Yeah, I mean, probably the largest mining for silver happens in Mexico. It's a massive undertaking to do it. This is why China does it in multiple countries. You know, that's where they've invested. You know, what's interesting, I think they're probably $41 trillion in debt, but you know, what they've used that money for is to push forward technology, which they're light years ahead of us on. And then obviously mineral rights and infrastructure in other countries so that they have the ability to produce actual goods from a lot of different countries. All we've done is rack up debt,
yeah.
put ours into stimulus packages, give it to other countries, no manufacturing whatsoever. It's aggressive mining. You know, I don't know the most about what it takes to mine, but I know that it's not an easy process and it pollutes the air. It's a massive undertaking. And that's why you don't see it in our states, because we've got a lot of groups out there that are don't kill animals, you know, save our ozone. You know, getting that past regulations in the country of America is going to be very difficult to do. And so that's why you don't see it here. And that's why Mexico does it. And, but at the end of the day, there's only a limited amount of it. And this is why there's such a huge.
And that was actually my next question is, I've always, even though it's a natural resource, I've always considered gold to be a finite resource. Mm-hmm. Would you consider it to be finite? And what do you think the reality is about mining for gold, you know, in space, on meteors, is something we've been reading about lately, something that the likes of Elon Musk are considering doing.
That's amazing.
Is that a real possibility?
Wow. Well, you know, I've heard that too. I can't speak intelligently on that, but what I would say is, I wouldn't put anything past Elon Musk.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Man's brilliant to me. I think if someone can get something like that done, it's definitely him. You know, I think within our own, you know, within the ground where the raw ore comes from, you know, they're now that silver is actually just absolutely taken off right now.
Yeah,
you're going to see you know a lot of these mining companies. They were not mining silver because it was too cheap to mine.
If they, you know,
to actually mine it and then transport it and produce an actual product that can go to a mint cost 10 to 20 times more than what 1 ounce of silver is selling for on a global market based on spot price. So they've been waiting for silver to go back up so it makes sense for them to actually mine it.
Sure.
So you'll see a lot more production of it now, but you can only get so much out of the ground at a certain pace. Same with gold. Gold, they've continued to mine because it's always been a relatively priced to where it makes sense for them to mine it. But you know, it is a finite resource, John, to answer your first question, 100%. And that's why you want it.
Right. So for someone listening who wants to take action, buy some gold or get started in the process of buying gold and they don't know where to start, what's the first step?
Yeah. So the first step, especially for your listeners or your viewers, I mean, the first step would be calling us. It's about education. So call us 888-465-3053. And speak with one of our senior managers here that have been doing this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a gentleman that's been doing this for almost 3 decades now. Wow. Got us to, he's 76 years young. You know, he started way back in 1983 selling commodities on the floor of Wall Street. So he knows commodities. So we, you know, we've got the ability to educate not only why gold and silver, platinum and palladium, but also how. And the other step they would want to take is there's a free report that we've provided to your viewers, which is the surprising case for gold to be $10,000 an ounce. Mm-hmm. In that guide, it explains the whole story, much more than what we're covering here today, mm-hmm. but it explains everything in simple terms. And then it gives them the ability to educate themselves and then make their own decision on if it's something that makes sense for them to put a portion of their wealth in, because that's really what it's about.
Yeah. You want an educated investor.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They need to know. And it's not that hard. It's real money. Mm-hmm. It's always been real money, right? The OG JP Morgan Chase from 1913 said, you know, gold and silver are real money. Everything else is just credit. And that's true. Today, instead of credit though, it's debt. It's debt on debt. But yeah, we want an educated person. We want them to feel comfortable with where they're putting their money. There's not a safer place on the planet than in gold and silver. And that's the reason why it's jumping through the roof, because more and more people, just like you and I and your listeners, are seeing.
I want to say that number again. It's 888-GOLD. 053 888-465-3053. Or, you know, like I said a week ago, and I kind of chuckled when I say it because it sounds funny to me. www.johnlovesgold.com. In all seriousness, johnlovesgold.com.
The story you told me, and you know, you could put silver in place of gold.
Yeah, that's right.
And that resonates for you. I mean, that with the story you're telling me, but that's where they'll find that guide. That's where they can get the guide and educate themselves. There's so much more, you know, knowledge that we can transfer, because that's really what it is. That's if anything you're doing, transfer of knowledge, you know, any space that you've come from, that's, you know, that's how it works, right? You've got some people when you were in the CIA, I'm sure there were some people that showed you from years of their experience. They transferred some knowledge to you.
Oh my God.
And you were able to make your own decision from there.
And you know what? And I'm glad you brought that up actually, because one of the things that I learned early on in the CIA in operations was 95, they've actually done studies about this, 95% of the people that we recruited to be informants for the CIA did it for the money. Mm. But it's evenly divided. Some want it in cash, some want it in diamonds, some want it this way, some want it that way. A lot of them wanted it in gold.
I bet.
And we would give it to them in gold.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, because they know it, because it's theirs.
Yeah.
They know that you're not going to, you know, if you wired them money in a bank account, they don't trust that.
No. I mean,
look what happened to Russia.
Exactly.
I mean, we literally took their money and then we stopped them from actually transferring money through a SWIFT program that we created.
That's right.
So why would they trust you guys to give them money and like wire them money into a bank account? No That's way. Right. But if you give them piece of gold, guess what? They know they can go anywhere in the country and cash that in for the same price.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah, Shannon Davis, thank you so much for joining us. I want to say again, Shannon is the founder of American Alternative Assets. And you can call that number, very, very simple, 888-465-3053, or go to johnlovesgold.com. All the information's free. They'll send it right to your house, and then you can make informed decisions. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure. Have a great rest of your day.
The pleasure's all mine. You too. Take care of yourself.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.